All right, we got Ashley from Indian Country Sports on the line here in downtown Lawrence. Ashley, I cannot wait to hear about you slaying the steelhead yesterday.
That's right. I caught my first steelhead down the river last night, and boy, was it an exciting experience.
Well, I want to get into that in just a little bit. In fact, I'm going to tease in people because I can't wait to hear your story along with everybody else. I do want to start with a fishing report first. If we could start with Keweenaw Bay, what's the situation with the ice right now?
There's still ice out in the bay. I know the Berga side is completely opened up. No fishable ice, but it's not open for boats just yet.
Okay.
A lot of the guys that have been in are saying that they're hoping it's going to be gone within the week. So we'll just have to wait and see.
So there's still kind of ice packed up, floating ice over by the launch side. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I also got a report, though, that people are catching fish out of boats. Tell us how they're doing that.
Guys are taking their little aluminum boats out here, and they're just casting off the sides of their boats. Most of them are using casting spoons, like the little Cleos. The hot colors right now, I would have to say, are golden orange, chartreuse, and blue and nickel. Those have been the ones that have been going really well for people right now.
Now, are they just going in the river mouth there? Is that where the open water is?
Yeah, they're casting right off of the rock dock out here and taking their boats right out in the mouth here, too. Yep.
Okay. Does it seem to be very crowded? How much water is there for fishermen to work?
Well, the most boats I've seen out at a time is probably 3 or 4 boats.
All right. How many do you think it could handle?
Probably 8.
Okay.
8 boats.
So it's not a lot of water to work with. The reason I say that is if somebody's thinking about traveling to do that with their canoe or their little boat, if there's already 7 or 8 boats and there's not enough water, why make the trip kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. It's not a huge area to fish, so once the water opens up, that'll definitely help.
Well, we hope you stick around for the story about slaying her first steelhead as we continue with Ashley from Indian Country Sports in downtown Lawrence later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.